This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House committee has advanced one bill on the governor's special session list. In a pyrrhic victory for Hammond Representative Chris Broadwater, the House Ways and Means Committee favorably reported his version of the repeal of the SAVE Act.
I could give the same speech that I used to pass this bill last session and use it right now asking you to repeal it.
Now, as then, there's no actual money involved. On the other side, the Senate Finance Committee moved forward with two items on the governor's agenda.
This essentially provides for the utilization of the Budget Stabilization Fund, also known as the Rainy Day Fund.
New Orleans Senator J.P. Morrell is handling that resolution, which fills in $128 million of the current budget hole. The committee also okayed a bill to change how the state will use some of the BP money.
This is a redirection of the $200 million payment that is coming from BP as a result of the economic damage to the state.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden noted these aren't coastal restoration funds. The Senate is limited in what they can initiate, since all revenue-raising bills are constitutionally required to start in the House. Yet Senate President John Alario commented,
"We're trying to do our best to cooperate and move this thing along."
The House doesn't seem to have the same sense of urgency. In fact, members of the House Appropriations Committee have spent hours grilling administration staff over potential cuts. Covington Representative John Schroeder summed up the apparent strategy in yesterday's hearing.
"There's no reason in the world we should have to raise revenue. They ought to be able to go find that money. Go find it someplace."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.